A show of small-format landscape paintings by Ben Pines opened this weekend in Bloomington. While studying the local scenery, however, the Philadelphia native is really seeking to explore an interior landscape. WFIU's Yael Cassander has this profile.
Ben Pines' paintings of backyards and little houses look quiet and simple, but they're not born of quiet simplicity.
For me, when I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, it looks like it's quiet to everyone else. That's sort of the way it always seems to me.
Take his first attempts at painting the landscape, back in the 90s.
I was trying to get at the feeling of Hudson River School landscapes.
Think Frederick Church's Niagara, ambitious paintings that in the mid-19th century were literally unveiled to the public for an admission fee.
These are very bombastic, dramatic landscapes. Your landscapes are the very opposite, the most understated, subtle work. So where was the connection there?
I'm most moved by those things that sometimes are called bombastic. But I'm processing that information in my own way.
Ben Pine's process has definitely been his own. He stayed in Boston after earning his BFA.
I wasn't painting that much when I was up in Boston. Really discovering how good bicycles had become in the early 90s was sort of my main event up in Boston, so that I could bike around and enjoy the scenery up there.
He's always loved being outdoors, but not always painting it. The few paintings he was making at the time were conceptually driven.
My view of art at the time was that some kind of net message of a work of art was the key thing. If you want to make a powerful work of art, figure out the simplest, strongest way to say that important thing.
His biggest influence then was the pop artist Ed Ruscha, whose text paintings co-opt the strategies of advertising.
I worked at an art store that dealt with the architectural and graphic design community a lot, so I was familiar with all the different fonts and typefaces. And so I, you know, feel a word was interesting, choose a typeface, and then just paint it kind of clumsily in gouache on a piece of watercolor paper.
So why mess with all this painting stuff, you know? Why not just become a typographer?
Well, I was, at the time, I think this my decision to leave Boston, go back to Philadelphia, study at the Pennsylvania Academy, has to do with that question where I decided in favor of, yeah, I need to mess around with all that painting stuff again.
The message-driven art he'd been making became suspect.
I feel like that work is a little bit mocking of the physical in a way. I needed to go deeper. I don't know that deeper is actually the right word. I think maybe a better concept might be physically integrated.
The direction he needed to go in became clearer after seeing a landmark show of Italian Renaissance painting in Washington.
I was just really blown away by this show of late Titian works that was at the National Gallery. It had everything that I thought I was going for and a whole lot more.
Pines pursued his painting at the Pennsylvania Academy and eventually IU, where in the course of earning his MFA, he began to make large, multi-figure compositions.
It got to be an absolute nightmare. There was one in particular there that started with two figures and then moved to five, then moved to seven, then moved back down to two different figures from the ones it started with. And then ended up getting thrown in the trash.
So he pared down, limiting himself to a series of portrait heads and these simple landscapes made in a few hours or a couple of days in his immediate surroundings.
I just would go north under the bridge, under the tracks on Fest Street, and there are these fields. It definitely had everything I need.
He didn't need Niagara Falls or any other spectacular landmark. As Pines explains it, painting unremarkable scenery in a radically simplified way is really not as much about representing the world out there as it is about discovering himself.
I'm not trying to capture an external anything in an unadulterated way. I'm working to capture a relationship of my own feelings to something external. I think an artist has to be true to their core and nurturing of their soul or basic feelings, but in a healthy dialogue with the world.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Across the Fields, Landscape Paintings by Ben Pines is on view through May 29th at the Vault at Gallery Mortgage.